Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on meteorology in the Bible. You know, centuries upon centuries before Christ was born, multiplying themselves into 1,000 years, the writer of Ecclesiastes picked up his pen and he wrote, quote, "All of the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again," unquote. Now, of course, many men have pondered this problem. All of the rivers do run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. Have you ever thought that through? Well, every year, the continents and islands of this earth pour down into the ocean a stupendous volume of water. So let's contemplate that for just a moment. A cubic mile of water, that would be a lake a mile long, a mile square, and a mile deep. That's a big lake. The stupendous weight of a cubic mile of water would stagger the imagination of man. And yet every year the land pours into the oceans more than 286,000 cubic miles of water. And for century after century and millennium after millennium, this has been going on. And the sea has not increased its level by so much as an inch. Now, how is that possible? Well, we call it the cycle of evaporation and precipitation. And the writer of Ecclesiastes said that the ocean maintains its level in spite of this stupendous annual influx because the rivers go back to the place from whence they came. And indeed they do. As the hurrying singer, cheerful beads of water slipping down the toboggan slide of the mountain slope, they hasten impatiently down to the sea. There, they climb upon the Creator's elevator of evaporation to form themselves into fleecy clouds of H2O dust, and then ride back to the head of their toboggan slide where they begin their happy tumbling journey all over again. Now, in the modern science of meteorology, all of this is understood and its laws are fully comprehended. Modern science has fathomed the mystery of this cycle. But how did the writer of Ecclesiastes find that out? Now, again, the casual reader may say, well, that's just coincidence that that writer guessed that that's what he wrote. And that reminds us that some years ago there was an Irishman, and he didn't believe in miracles. So the parish priest was much concerned with the infidelity of his parishioner. And the priest sought to reason with him as to the reality of the miraculous. So the priest opened the conversation one day by saying, "Now, Pat, you don't believe in miracles. But supposing that on Monday morning, as you were carrying the hod to the 10th story of a great building, and at just 10 o'clock you slipped and fell and landed on your head on the sidewalk so far below, if you arose utterly unhurt, wouldn't that be a miracle?" Well, Pat thought about that and he said, "No," with a shake of his head, "that would be an accident." The priest smiled and said, "All right, Pat, that is an accident, but supposing the second morning at the same hour of 10 o'clock you fell from the same place and again struck the sidewalk to arise uninjured, wouldn't that be a miracle?" The Irishman pondered it for a moment, and then he said, "No, sir, that would be a coincidence." Well, now pressing the attack, the priest said, "Well, all right, Pat, and now we have an accident and a coincidence, but suppose it happens again the third morning. Wouldn't that be a miracle?" Well, Pat thought about it, and he said with a twinkle in his eye, "By that time, it would be a habit." Now, we would be willing to concede 6 or 8 or a dozen of these coincidences, but when they begin to multiply and number scores, some other explanation then has to be found. And we have not spoken with any semblance of exaggeration, because within the pages of the Bible, there are literally scores of these scientific issues. For there are in the Word of God literally scores of these anticipations of our so-called modern science. Things like the atomic theory, the earth is hung on nothing, and meteorology in the Bible.